Good morning, Audio Booland. Yes, that is the sound of bacon frying in the background. I'm multitasking. Thought I'd record a quick boo while my breakfast cooks. It's Friday morning. You could say I have almost survived the week. Not because I haven't survived, but because the week really isn't over yet. I considered yesterday hump day as Thursday. I still have work to do today, tomorrow and Sunday, and thinking perhaps Monday there might be a little sanity time, but it's also the release of Nothing But Flowers, so maybe Tuesday. But today I'm writing. I'm spending the morning and a little bit of time after lunch writing. I've realised that this year is going to be busy between Emergent, literary mixtapes, Write Anything. There isn't going to be a whole heap of other time in my life. So I've decided to make Friday mornings my writing time. It would normally be the time I would spend at my son's tuck shop, but I'm thinking I'm probably going to give up tuck shop this year and focus on things in his classroom, especially making sure all the kids have readers that go home every week. That is really where my passion lies. And so once I've eaten breakfast, it's time to sit down to write the second draft of Scarecrow Man, my story for Nothing But Flowers. And I have to say that everybody else had their story in 3 weeks ago. I'm really dragging my heels on this one. And possibly if I hadn't sectioned off time last Friday and Sunday morning, the story possibly wouldn't have got written. And that really wouldn't have made me a very happy camper. Because if I can't meet and make my own deadlines and my own projects, well, there's no way in hell I'm going to do them for somebody else. So I have three lots of critiques to go through, and as always, because I have such a wonderfully diverse and insightful bunch of beta readers, they've all focused on a different part of the story. So Jason's looked at the start and the exposition at the start, Rob's looked at different elements throughout, and Dan looked at the ending. So I can't even say, oh, it'll be okay, you know, I'll just do this. I've actually got to look at the entire story and how it hangs together. So with all the things that need to be done today, business-wise, and all the deadlines that are just about crushing me, it'd be so easy to go, it's all too hard to do my second draft. But I'm not. I'm having myself some bacon and eggs. Then I'm going to sit down with the mess of critiques, because it will be once they've all been printed off, and I'm going to sit and write, because that's what I do. I set off on this path to be a writer and accidentally became an editor and a publisher along the way, but I've realised, especially this week where I've watched, you know, two people I really admire say no and making tough decisions about what they really want to do, because they want to be writers. So this is my attempt at being a writer. I'd better go and fry some eggs, have something to eat, and I'll catch you all maybe in a few days' time. Have a great day. Bye.